Burned out vehicles, debris and leftover explosives are being cleaned up in Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, after two nights of rioting that left six people dead, several hundred injured and hundreds arrested. That followed the declaration of a second-term election win for President Joko Widodo. It's still not clear who was behind the violence and how the deaths occurred. It erupted from within crowds of supporters of the defeated presidential contender, Prabowo Subianto. They were staging peaceful protests. I caught up earlier with Aaron Connolly. He follows Indonesia. He's at the International Institute for Strategic Studies in Singapore.
There appear to be two separate things going on here. The first is a lot of Prabowo supporters, Prabowo who's just lost the election, are actually quite angry. They really do believe that Prabowo may have won the election, or at the very least that there was a lot of fraud in the election. And they're protesting the fact that, the election result has not gone their way, but also their belief that the process was not legitimate. And I think that's sort of the result of two factors. One is Prabowo Subianto has refused to concede, despite all the evidence being that no matter how much fraud there may have been in the election, and there may quite well have been small incidents across the archipelago, that he has lost the election. He refuses to concede, and he's stoking grievance among his supporters. But the other factor here is that Joko Widodo has become increasingly illiberal over the last 3 years. He's used the police and prosecutors to go after his political opponents, not in a particularly heavy-handed way, but certainly in a way that sends a signal. And so the protesters also have a legitimate grievance against Jokowi, as he's known, and the police, and they're taking that out on the streets.
Another factor here, though, is that on two consecutive occasions in a runoff in both presidential elections between Jokowi and Prabowo, voters have rejected Prabowo, somebody who harks back to the period of the dictator Suharto. Is that a significant signal from Indonesian voters, do you think?
Well, they've rejected Prabowo by relatively narrow margins both times. The first time around, it was 3.6 percentage points. This time around, it's a larger margin. It was 11 percentage points. But that was, with Jokowi having all the powers of the incumbency in terms of patronage. And they really amped up the patronage in the run-up to the election. And then also having law enforcement at his disposal to sort of intimidate political opponents. So it's certainly not a decisive rejection of Prabowo. And I'd add that while Prabowo has often been portrayed as an avatar of the Suharto era in Indonesia, because of course he was a general during that era, he was married to Suharto's daughter, Jokowi has surrounded himself with Suharto era figures as well. So his chief security minister, who yesterday shut down or slowed down WhatsApp and other social messaging platforms. He is a Suharto-era general. He was Suharto's last chief of the armed forces. So there's not really there may be a generational change here, but in terms of tone and political culture, in some ways, Jokowi has actually brought back the Suharto-era culture.
And is there a newer generation evident through these elections? Are we seeing a decisive shift elsewhere beyond that tendency to the practices of the past?
Well, the great hope in this election for younger millennial voters and for those who are disillusioned by the fact that Jokowi had turned out not to be as much of a reformer or a liberal as they had hoped was Partai Solidaritas Indonesia, the Indonesian Solidarity Party, which branded itself as an explicitly pluralist party. Its leader is a Chinese Indonesian. And of course, Chinese Indonesians have had it tough in Indonesia for a long time. And it did not do well enough in the legislative elections to enter parliament at the national level. It did do well enough in a number of provinces, and particularly in Jakarta, to enter the legislature at the provincial level. And there are a number of younger members of that party who have been identified as rising stars in Indonesian politics, who do represent a new, cleaner type of Indonesian politics. The one caveat is we've seen this play before. We've seen others who have represented a new type of politics, and they've disappointed because the political system and the political culture in Indonesia is very durable, and individuals don't always have the ability to overturn that political culture in the way they might imagine.
Aaron Connolly, thanks very much for joining PM.
Thanks, Linda.
Aaron Connolly is a research fellow in Southeast Asian political change and foreign policy based in Singapore.